From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the timing of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's departure from power has to be decided through negotiation. Speaking in London after talks with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, Mr. Kerry urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate.
We're prepared to negotiate. Is Assad prepared to negotiate? Really negotiate? Is Russia prepared to bring him to the table and actually find the solution to this violence? Those are the pregnant questions.
Separately, Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamist insurgents have killed 56 members of Syrian government forces in the country's northwestern Idlib province. Killings happened earlier this week, but it took several days to confirm the deaths. Italy's Coast Guard says more than 4,500 people were rescued. It happened Saturday off the Libyan coast as calm seas triggered a rush of migrants trying to reach Europe. They were in overcrowded boats and barges. Coast Guard statement said the agency coordinated 20 rescue operations and that a woman's body was found in one inflatable boat. Greek rescuers and ships from Germany, Croatia, and Britain were also involved, along with personnel from the medical group Doctors Without Borders. Saturday's migrant surge came after nearly a week of bad weather, slowing the maritime migrant flow to a crawl. It also came as European leaders continue struggling to cope with the largest movement of humanity on the continent since World War II. Elsewhere, Syria braced Saturday for as many as 10,000 more migrants after Hungarian authorities late Friday shifted tactics in allowing migrants to the border. Pope Francis is in Havana, launching a historic 10-day trip Saturday to Cuba and the United States, praising the détente between the two long-estranged neighbors as an example of reconciliation for the entire world that, in his words, fills us with hope. He said, "I urge political leaders to persevere on this path and to develop all of its potentialities as a proof of the high service which they are called to carry out on behalf of the peace and well-being of their peoples, of all America, and as an example of reconciliation for the entire world." The Pope will be celebrating Mass in Havana's sprawling Revolutionary Square later today before holding a private meeting with President Raul Castro. Pope then travels to the United States. The Pontiff's U.S. schedule will include a private meeting with President Obama, speeches before a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress and the United Nations in New York, and an appearance before a Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia. In West Africa, tensions in Burkina Faso remain high despite the release from custody of the former transition president and other ministers. They had been held hostage by soldiers from the presidential guard who seized power last week. Across the country, groups of protesters are putting up roadblocks to show their discontent over the coup. Emilia Yob reports.
A few hundred people gathered at one of the main squares. The crowd could be heard singing "Our Homeland or Death," a motto from Burkina's revolutionary figure and former president, Thomas Sankara. In capital city Ouagadougou, clashes were also reported between anti-coup protesters and soldiers. A delegation from Economic Community of West African State, ECOWAS, arrived in Burkina and met with General Diendéré, the leader of the CND, to try to mediate the crisis. The CND is asking for inclusive elections, which would allow former member of President Blaise Compaoré's government to run. Compaoré has been president of Burkina for 27 years, before being ousted from power last year, after he tried to change the constitution in order to seek another term in office. Emilia Op from VOA News, Bobo Dialusso, Burkina Faso.
Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi swore in a new government on Saturday with former petroleum minister Sherif Ismail with the new prime minister. Last Saturday, former Prime Minister Ibrahim Malab and his cabinet resigned in the face of intense media criticism and a widening corruption scandal. And the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has ordered German automaker Volkswagen to recall nearly 500,000 vehicles for intentionally violating clean air laws. Volkswagen says it is cooperating.
That's the latest world news from VOA.